Well, we've been talking this morning about getting Christmas gifts from your parents, and like, is there a cutoff age? You know, you hit a certain age, and then like, okay, we'll still give you a gift or two a year, but we're not going to give you the number of gifts we gave you during high school, grade school, college, or however long you've had it. I was shocked, because at first I thought I was in the minority here, but it seems like most of our callers are agreeing that they're still getting lots of Christmas presents from their parents. Is there no cutoff age? Is that what we're finding out? Is this some kind of new radical thing those hippie parents of ours are doing?
Maybe.
I don't know. No, the high lady has been waiting to weigh in on this. We've been talking about this for
like 45 minutes.
Yeah. So, Fran, what'd you have for us?
About giving gifts to your parents or stuff. I don't have my parents pushing up things.
Fran, go ahead.
I give my wife.
Fran, are you there?
Spend 5 minutes with either one of my parents.
Fran.
Then I go to God be like, well, your time is up.
Fran!
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Fran, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't have... My parents are pushing up daisies, of course. I give my wife to spend 5 minutes with my parents. Parents is given... You know, children could have been aborted. So, parents can do no wrong. Don't talk about parents and elders and... babies and pregnant women, don't y'all get on my bad side. And that was me that paid that $2 at the toll booth for you.
You wish.
I was in that car.
No, you weren't, Fran.
Yes, I was. I was hiding.
You were hiding.
You can't see me.
Yeah, you're very sneaky.
I did that.
You paid my $2 toll the other day on the turnpike?
I did.
You were the mystery person? Well, look at that.
Yes, I did, and you're just fine. You're not going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
Not long as we got your strict fan club, you and Chris, we got you covered. You know, we're the ones you can't see. We love you. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And nothing. Chris, I know Scoop's getting on your nerves, huh? That's why you don't talk so much, huh?
I should not answer that question.
Yeah, something about that silent type. But you guys keep it up, and the music is beautiful, and I love your spirit. And I'm so busy, I don't call in that much anymore because I'm always practicing. You know, we got an all-girls band, you know, United States of the World. And for real, women fellowshipping together and everything. Her story, not his story, so... You know, we're busy and everything. We're making up a jingle for you guys and keyboards and all.
Okay.
And matter of fact, you just said something about music. Chris, you play keyboards?
I do.
Does he play keyboards? What do you play, Chris?
I don't play any instruments.
Hey, you ain't got to. You can play the salt and pepper.
I can play the salt and pepper.
Well, never mind. Oops. You can play this. But, yeah, we'll let you guys in our band and whatnot.
Oh, great.
No, for real. The UPOTW, that's our pet name, United Girls of the World. It's just United Girls of the World, nonprofit organization, women fellowshipping together.
Well, we're very happy of the work you do over there, Fran.
Yeah, this is what we do, and this is why... We're getting on point and everything. We got to straighten up things. But I love you guys. Keep up the good work. And keep people calling in and whatnot. So the ratings will shoot sky high.
All right.
God bless. I love you cats. I really do. We all do. We all do, don't we, Rodney?
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
We love you.
Well, we love you too. The show wouldn't be anything without you.
Ciao, babies.
All right, ciao.
Bye. See you, Rodney.